once again, in every one of these cases, so Shammai chased him away, and Hillel was mekabel him. And Hillel went, and he was megayer every one of these people. And the emes is that it's that good verstehen these gemaras, because the halacha is that when a person comes, he wants to be a ger, so you're not allowed to be mekabel a person as a ger, unless he's mekabel on himself all the mitzvahs. And over here, if he wanted to be learn kol haTorah kula regel achas, or he wanted to learn Torah shebichsav without Torah shebal peh, so how could he be mekabel him as geres? So Rashi talks about the shaila, and of course we're not going to go into that shaila, but whatever it was, it's clear that Hillel held that that this is a person that, even though perhaps right now he's not going to be mekabel, he's not willing to be mekabel kol haTorah kula, but somehow he's going to get him to be mekabel the rest of the Torah. And Memela, therefore, he was, in all of these three cases, he was mekabel these geirim. And the Gemara goes through, once again, the Gemara goes through all three of these cases, and then the Gemara says that all of these three geirim, they came together, and they all said that it, more or less they said that it was a glick that they came before Hillel, and because they came before Hillel, therefore they were able to become Gerim. And if it wouldn't have been for that, then they never would have been came al tachas kanfe yashina. That more or less is what it says in this Gemara. So, Pashtus, once again, we're going to understand the Gemara in the same way, that Hillel held that we have to bring people in to learn, and again, we can't be medama milsa la milsa. Dos is dafka, Hillel knew this, and he knew that it could be done. But I think what the Gemara is trying to bring out is Hillel's mahalach. Hillel's mahalach was that this is amanas kein valdas kein, fine. But there's no question about it that once a person is going to be exposed, so to say, to the Derech HaTorah, so then little by little, this person is going to be mekabel the Derech HaTorah in Gansen. And we don't have to, worry. Or at least he didn't have to worry. He knew that the Hashpoah of the Torah is going to become so that he's going to realize the Chashivas of Torah. So Shammai, you chased him away because he held that it's a bizoyan HaTorah. A person wants to come into Klai Yisrael on his terms, so to say. That, you know, this is, as we mentioned, if you're learning Kol HaTorah Kula Regel Achas, he sounds like, as a laharul, this is like a hobby he wants to take. Or, you know, it's one of these things you could do as a nishmir nishdir, you can kentuch very naive. And that's what Shammai held was a bizoyan, as a mensch ken as a trachten. And the Mela, he chased him away. Hillel said, Sanegeh was a tracht. He's masking to come to learn. So let's just bring him in to learn. And once we bring him in to learn, so then from there, already we'll be able to mashpi on him the everything else. Agav, we see in this Gemara, and we'll see more of this as we go on, that with all of the tzoras that were going on in Klal Yisrael at that time, the Gemara talks about Gerim. And one would think that with the situation being as difficult as it was, who would want to become a ger? And here we see people, no matter how difficult the matzav was in Eretz Yisrael and in Klal Yisrael at that time, but it seems that the fact, and maybe we can understand it, as there were people there who saw the contrast between the Romans and the Eden. There was, I feel the goy was kahat abisla edel in neshama, and he saw the contrast between the Romans and the Eden. And he saw that the life of the Romans and what their life was all about. And on the other hand, he saw the life of the Eden and what their life was all about. So in a certain way, it was a time factor for Gerim. It was a time for people to come, tachas kanfei Hashchina, because the contrast in Eretz Yisrael was so boilet, was so stark, that for a person that has shaychus to such a zach, perhaps more than ever, it was a time taka for a person to become a ger. Maybe this is also the way to understand the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and the Gemara talks about what Hillel said by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So it says that he proved that grace is Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and he said, Im ani kan hakol kan, im ani kan bi kan. So the Rashi says it's pshat that it goes on the Shechina. Perhaps we could learn pshat that Hillel, when Hillel said, Mani kan hakol kan, he wasn't saying this about himself. This was his nigin. Dosater gezog. This was his mahalach hachaim, so to say. Imani kan hakol kan. This was the mahalach that he gave over to everybody else. Alazon zogin, imani kan hakol kan. This was his shita. His shita was to, that Medav Oizlaire mentioned to zogim, imani kan hakol kan. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. And that if there's and another rabbi in a time when there is such a sakona that perhaps people are going to lose they're going to miss out, so to say, on Bosses main is the godless for naiv. So you have to teach them. And what you need to learn with them is Mani Kana Kolkan. The every Yid has within himself tremendous kaiches and tremendous milus. Another rabbi. This is Taka what you have to learn with the people. You have another similar mimer from Hillel, and maybe we'll go through more of them, but in Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, where it says different zachen that Hillel used to say over to the people. So one, the zachen that he said over was, Mokrim She'en Anoshim, Hishtadol Liyos Ish. And I think it's very good to the Zelda Zach, that the person should understand it's Mokim She'en HaNoshim. But even though it's Ein HaNoshim, Abba Zelz Wissen Zayn, if you be Mishtadl, can Zayn HaNish. And yet he can Zayn HaZoy. The main step is, you know, you're like a simple person. There's no such thing as a simple Yid. Yet the Yid that is has Meridika Kaychus and Meridika Milas. Binageya, to what Hillel taught the people, as we said, that the Romans they dedicated their lives, so to say, into the Hanoz Olam Hazeh, and they used every bit of Chochmah and every bit of Ishtadlus that they could possibly come up with in order to bring themselves more Hanoh and more Hanoh. So we have in the Braisa some Medrash, and it could be it's a Braisa, I think you remember it's a Braisa also, that Hillel, he was malamed people how a person has to go about understanding his goof, how he has to go about understanding how a person has to deal with his goof. He looked at his goof as something that Ribbono Shel'olam gave him as a sort of a matana with this goof, so he goes about to be mekayim mitzvahs, and the meila you got to take care of it. You have to take care of it. You're a shomer on your goof. I mean, so we have to break this down. Who are you, Hastes? You are your neshama. You have a goof. You, neshama, were given a goof. Because alpha neshama, you can't be Makayim mitzvahs. So, you were given a goof. And the goof is the hechatimsa of what you're going to have in order that you should be able to be Makayim mitzvahs. So when you eat, so Ivazoi, you're eating, you're being goimel chesed im hadein achsanya. The neshama is an achsanya by the goof, and Ivazoi, you're going to be goimel chesed with this achsanya, the goimel chesed with the goof. When a person washes himself, so as the chagut shomer, you're given over the goof, then the goof is to be mekai mitzvahs, so you have to wash it, you have to clean it, you have to feed it, you have to take care of it, you have to put it to sleep, that it should stay healthy, because this is the responsibility that you have with the goof. So the guf, haibazoi, is not the kind of a guf that that the Romans understood, that the guf is the hechatimsa that a person should be able to have. No, don't forget. The guf is the hechatimsa that the neshama should be able to do, should be able to makayim mitzvahs. No, at afas tam mit the guf. So haibazoi, it's your responsibility to take care of the guf. So, the Gemara, we see in the Gemara, just to end off this inyan of how Hillel dealt with his Talmidim. So, chayra, this could very well be what the Gemara is telling us in the Gemara in Sukkah, the Yedua, the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Chavches, and Aleph. And the Gemara is telling us how successful, so to say, Hillel was v'negeya to his shita in how to have Talmidim. Like we said, Shammai was very particular in who he took in as a Talmud. But Hillel took in everybody, or at least anybody. A person, all the Peshim, like we had the Lashon the Braisa, he took in everybody to learn with them Torah. So now, at the end of this whole thing, we're making a controlled experiment. At the end of the whole thing, we have to look back and we have to see. So, did Hillel's method work? So we have a braisa, Tanu Rabbonim. Shmeinim Talmidim hoyu leila Hillel HaZokin. Hillel HaZokin had 80 Talmidim, and of course we understand that he had many, many more Talmidim than 80 Talmidim. These were his Ika Talmidim. Shleishim Eyem Ruyim Shetishra Aleyem Shechina Kamei Shrabeinu. So 30 of them, they were roi that the Shechina should be shayr on them like Moshe Rabbeinu. And like Rashi brings down, the Rashbam brings down that it wasn't because the door wasn't roi l'kach. Of the mitzad, them themselves, so they were, it was shaykh for them that the Shechina should be shayr on them like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ushleish mehem ruyim shetamed lehem chamo ki Yeshua ben Nun. This is a less of a madrega, the madrega of Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun is Yeshua ben Nun, the lesser madrega of Yeshua ben Nun, of a tamed lehem chama. So Yeshua ben Nun was able to stop the sun, stop the earth from turning. So he had. So we're just saying over that 30 of them were on that madrega. Esrim beinim, and there were 20 that are stuck in the middle someplace. And then it says that the greatest of them was Yonos ben Uzziel. And the smallest of them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amru all about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So now, the Bryce is going to tell us if he was the smallest of these Talmidim, sorry, Bazoi, it's not when he came in at the Sagan of Sashvachar, a Talmud. So, Bazoi, Vosete Shvachar, the Talmud. What did he learn? Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachas, Agadis, Diduke Torah, Diduke Seifrim, Kalam v'Chamurim, Gzei Rishavis, Kufis, Gematriyoi, Sichas Malachim, Sichas Malachi Asharis, Sichas Shedim, Sichas Tekolim. We don't even know a lot of these things, what they mean, but what they mean is Gans Chochma Satera, Gans Chochma that you could possibly have in Musar, the Mashalim that were used, that in order to bring a person to Yirah Shemayim, and in the Rashbam, it's mashma, sichas, the kolon means taka, the chokhmah of the kolon, how the trees worked, how the everything about all the chokhmah that was found in the Bria, davar gadol, davar katan, davar gadol, maisim akavah, davar katan, havayis davai verova, the kayim ashenemba, lahanchel oiva yesh, vaitse seyem amale. So, this is it. This is the kiyam of this pasuk. Aitzeiseyem amale ungefult. So the Talmidim, we want to know how successful was Hillel with his method of accepting Talmidim in the yeshiva. So that's what this Bryce is telling us. Very successful. And then afterwards, the Bryce of his eyes, that now that the Kotan Shebekulon, if he was so big, so the Aibazai, the greatest of them, Yonos ben Uzziel, so Avada and Avada, he was even greater. And it feels always that they said about Yonos ben Uzziel, Bishah, Sheyoshay, the Isaac, the Torah, when he sat and he learned Torah, Kol Oysha Pereach Olav Miyad Nisraf, when the oif went by, so the oif, the bird was nisraf. Rashi says, because the malachim used to come to hear as he was learning the Divrei Torah, so they were burnt, that from the malachim, from the eish of the malachim. Tosfos says, Shadvarm Samechim can see Nasam the Sinai Shinit the Torah the Aish, and whatever it was mamash like Maimid Har Sinai where the Torah was given over the Aish. So this was the massive that was going on when Yonis and Ben Azir was learning the Torah. So Shtel Zachfor, this was the Madrega of the Talmidim that Hillel had on such a Meridika Madrega that he was able to learn Torah, able to imaim in Talmidim that should be holding on such a Gevaldige Madrega.